By the autumn of 1938, many Jews, particularly the young ones, had already left Vienna, including my cousins Maxi and Leo Bodek, who left for Belgium in October 1938. I had begged my parents, let me go with them. But my cautious, upright father was fearful of doing anything unlawful, and besides, I was only 17 years old and still considered very much a child in the eyes of my parents. By then, the event occurred which started to change his mind. On the 6th of November, a Jew, Herschel Greenspan, entered the German embassy in Paris and shot dead Ernst von Rath, a German diplomat. On the night of the 9th of November, my brother Eric answered the telephone to our neighbors, the Ammens, whose apartment overlooked Leopoldsgasse and the Polnische Synagogue. The synagogue is in flames. There are fire engines, but they are only spraying the other buildings. The SA, this was Hitler's violent paramilitary group of brown shirts, are attacking people in the street. What do we do? My parents bolted the doors and turned off the lights. We crept to the window to witness the sky burning red with the flames of what we knew must be our synagogue. At midnight, Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, came to our building. We heard a noise from the courtyard. Rushing to the window of our darkened home, we saw Mr. Hagmann, the caretaker of our apartment block, talking to SA men, who then the caretaker of our apartment, talking to SA men, who then entered our building. We stepped away from the window in terror. A period of silence followed, which ended with a violent crash of glass from somewhere below. A woman screamed, and we heard a dull thud in the courtyard. We rushed back to the window and saw the dark shape of a person lying below. A wailing woman ran out into the courtyard and fell upon the body. Mr. Hagmann emerged with the SA. Soon an ambulance arrived and took the body away. We spent the rest of the night sitting fearfully in the dark until we finally went to bed. The next morning, I saw Mr. Hagmann wearing his habitual swastika armband. It was Mr. Epstein who died, he told me. He tried to escape and jumped out of the window. I knew the Epsteins by sight. They run their wholesale clothing business from their first floor apartment. I didn't believe him. I knew that he had been helped to his death. We were fortunate that the SR had not come upon the higher floors where we lived. The embers of the terrible night were still hot the next day. My brother Eric and his friend, who wore a kippah, were talking together. A Hitler youth appeared from nowhere and smashed their heads together. A Christian family observed this incident and took my brother in to clean him up. After the Kristallnacht, it was dangerous for Jews to walk on the street, and our parents' plans for the departure of their three sons took a new urgency. Now it was the norm to see the shops daubed with white stars of David, many with large letters on their windows proclaiming, "Kauft nicht von Juden," don't buy from Jews. At the end of November 1938, I became the first of the NOLA boys to leave the country of my birth, following my cousins into Belgium and the journey that would see me travel through France and then on to Auschwitz. I was never to see my parents again.